a few different machshavos, some of the svarim. But here in the beginning of Shar Shlishi, it's Aleph, Shar Gimel, it's Aleph. In Shavuzer Bal Tshuba Lachafis Tzirachot, the Kamaloi Agonis Bechatoz. The person has to seek out, the Bal Tshuba has to seek out what he's done wrong. The operation is Tam Chav Chipiesh Mechupish, after he's finished looking, Chuzer Lachar Gerdol Chokek Mechatoz, and he has to realize how bad it is. Make a list of my errors, and I have to find out how bad they are. That's Nachma Sudarachinam and Achkara. The Chippus is seeking out what I've done wrong, and the Chakir is understanding how significant the action was. See how bad it was, etc. Therefore, he's going to write. So, this hit me interesting. Just we picture that the first step is a person knows he's done something wrong, so he does tshuva. And then the other has it that you do tshuva and then you find out what you did wrong, what you've done wrong. Because after the tshuva, the tshuva is muzer to be mechapes d'rochav. So he's already tshuva, and he has to be mechapes d'rochav. So there it is, what he's saying is something you think about that makes a lot of sense. He's saying that a person has a relationship which is not going well. It's soured in some way. He wants to put it back on track. So that decision to put it back on track is the first step. And then he has to find out, okay, what is it which is off track, which he needs to do to get it back up, to make it work. But the decision is, the turning point is the decision. We're recognizing after the decision that there's still a tremendous amount of work which has to be done to get the relationship back on track and work things out. So the Ben Yonah is telling me that the first step is that a person decides he needs to correct himself. That's tshuva. He has charata. He wants to go somewhere. He wants to do something. And then he says, okay, what did I do wrong? You know, I was thinking, I mentioned this on Rosh Hashanah, this idea that, you know, so that's the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur element of a person's life. The Rosh Hashanah element is, I need to get myself back on track. During the year, I drift away from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I drift away from what I'm supposed to be doing. I haven't get involved in the details. Rosh Hashanah is not a time of details. I made a decision, I need to reestablish my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I need to correct myself. Then a person sits down during a Sesame Mishuvah and says, okay, so what am I going to do about it? What are the points which I feel I need to correct? How bad has it really been? How far away have I drifted? I don't really, you know, a person drifts, he doesn't really realize how far he's drifted. So he stops and thinks about it. Person, which would fit to this idea where it's mentioned before, that Benihana says that the order of Azivas Ochet and Chagot, which are the two basic Ikrei Tshuva according to Ben Yonah, there's three according to Ben Yonah, there's Zibah Zachet, Charot and Vidui, Ram Nads, Kabbalah, Allah Haba. Ben Yonah says that there's three. And the two, Vidui is after you have the Zibah Zachet, and the Charot is you can say Vidui. So what's the order? So we mentioned that person is going in Derech Lo Tzayt Chomit, the first step is the Zibah Zachet. Charot comes later. So the person can't really be miscarried, can't understand what he's done and the significance of what he's done until he's stepped away from it. He's moved out of the situation. He says, Gavalna, what did I do? I had a person in a relationship and it's not going well. So when he finally makes a step decision to mend the relationship and he works on it and it starts going, it's on the mend, he looks back and says, you know, it was really terrible before. He doesn't understand how bad it is until he moves out of it, how he steps away from it. The marshal, the person who was leading, example which we have, a person works in a bursiki, works as a tanner. So the smell is terrible. But a person who lives in it, he's used to it, that's normal for him, that's life, that's what he smells like. At some point in life he says, you know what, I need to get a better job. So he moves away from that, then he goes from job to job. Finally, ends up one day, he starts working in a bison, in a perfumery. So he walks into this, you know, comes very, very delicate, smells, he used to delicate smells. One day he passes by a tannery, and he smells the smell of the tannery. And it's this stench is overwhelming. And he says, that's where I used to work, if he faints on the spot. So that's what it used to smell like. He didn't understand how bad it smelled until he walked away from it. So charotah, you can't really have charotah until your person walks away from it. So that's the first step of the process is the zibus achet is the first step of the zibus achet is you make a decision to redirect yourself. That's the first step. And okay, now that I made the decision, what am I redirecting? What am I doing? It's the first point. You mentioned from Revolver in his few places in the Sefer, he talks about that for a person, especially a bachur in yeshiva, the first step of a person's tshuva is to get his learning in place. So if a person has his learning in place, everything else will follow suit. Says that there's different parts of learning. There's the limud be'iyun. Iyun is what helps a person overcome the midas of taiva, puts his energy into limud be'iyun. There's yedias halacha, which helps him keep doing what he's supposed to be doing. There's the limud of siddur tefila, as he puts it. Siddur is also safer by Nachi Nesra Gadola. It's actually the first safer we have is the siddur. First compilation of Parasha Balpeh, which we have in our hands, is the siddur. Brachas and tefillah. But in Mizbarnin, to what it says over there, it's the limud of Emunah. Person has some bekiyas. Says that a person fills up his day, he's doing the Ian the way he's supposed to be doing, and he has a piece of Sabbath grace. We talked about what Ian is supposed to look like, which is written more by Rosh Hashiva than by a Mashkiach. It's, you know, it puts down the chlor, the burden, what it means, how to learn a piece of Gemara. If a person's doing that the way he's supposed to be doing, there's no time to avail. Seeing the looking at the Ian, learning the Bekiyas, learning the Halacha. There's no time to any avail. So the first step is Tivul Arayis. The person should go back to learning Torah. And that's one of the issues, which promises we have with Shuba is we make this gigantic list. You know, you take the alkates and there's 44 alkates, and then there's the 22 Hashamnus, and then there's the things that they add in the end over there, and then you know you take out the Chidor's list. You know, it's overwhelming. The person needs to address the basic points which will get him on track, and that's what Atikah. The person has a specific area which he knows personally he needs to work on, so that's one thing. But you start taking out, you know, the faculty, the keshes, the one of them, right? So after Shuvah that I stared at the moon for too long. I mean, that's true, you know, it's an avera, whatever, but I don't think it should be the priority in your list of things that you need to work on. Person has to address, so that's the second point, the point from Revolver is the field of advice, so the basic points for a person is to get back into his learning. There's a piece from the Ben Yerno, the third point is a piece from the Ben Yerno, where he talks about the importance of doing tshuva in general, specifically now, but in general, don't wait to do tshuva. Do tshuva as quickly as possible. So he speaks about it twice. He speaks about the beginning of Shari Tshuva, and talks about the Ikar Tshuva is only found in Amaratzim, and people don't understand. The Tumah of Achet is a terrible thing. He speaks about it again at the end of Shar Beis. He says, people think they need to, and you hear also that he's partially talking about the person getting back on track, and I'm not talking about a specific event, it's not the person getting back on track. A person shouldn't push off even for a day. Because if you're going to wait for the time when it's easier to do it, you have more time available, so he says, it never ends. You have to do it now. Right, so maybe the neshama, so we said, ain vatzala tshuva, tshuva is to be done now. So he spoke once about the tshuva, there's not looking back. Just start fresh from today. But tshuva also means now, because don't wait till tomorrow. He says, the second point is, once you get a little bit, you want a little more. Hasman nismait v'malacha merubah. There's lots to accomplish in life. The longer you wait, the less time you have available to accomplish. There's so much to do. Person doesn't do tshuva right away. The reviews is kasher yuchat tikkun nafsha yikrei oven yikoshem averus tamid. You have averus that you're doing. The longer you wait, he says, the more the yetzer hara gets entrenched. Person gets older, it's harder to change. Person waits until he's weaker and he does it then, doesn't get the same scar. There's so many different reasons why a person should never push off doing tshuva. So our Hatam Kama, according to Ben Yonah says it's a mitzvah de raisa to do tshuva by Yom Kippur. He doesn't do Hashem Titaru is that you have a chiyuv of the that you pray Yom Hashem before the Yom Hashem, according to Yom Kippur, a person has a chiyuv of Titaru to mitar yourself. So you say the raisa to tshuva by Yom Kippur. A person is doing something wrong. He's doing it wrong on an ongoing basis. A hergel or called over shilton. The more you get used to something, the more that becomes, it controls you. One of the biggest challenges we have with tshuva is it's very hard to change because we're so used to doing something. Person has the kuf of a week, it's a Yom Kippur. He says, okay, listen, for a week I can handle it. For a week I'm going to work on a certain area. I'm going to try and be careful with it. It says, that itself, the change of a week, already breaks some of the hergel. And that together with the siyata d'shmaya of Yom Kippur, for the tshuva, the tahara of Yom Kippur, helps take it out. There's a musik, there's a certain tumma which comes with faith. Part of the Rishon Santa talks about, he says, Yom Kippur, he says, he writes the letters, you know, you hear where he was standing. He says, Yom Kippur alone is enough to prove to us Torah's min ha-shamayim. And the Rebbe should give such a matana of the tahara of Yom Kippur, this tumah in a human being. And it says, it just builds up. Imagine there's more tumah in the person. It's so hard to change because there's tumah inside of you. The Rebbe says, I'll clean out the tumah. The beauty of Yom Kippur is that we have a chance to be cleansed. This is what they say. One of the Chassidish HaGdarlim was down for the Omer, so he kept the Hashamna. He started singing Hashamna with a gantz of a very, you know, Lebedik and Nigan. So they asked him, if, you know, it doesn't really fit the words of Hashamna. Hashamna, where we've done this terrible thing. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. Oh, here's sin to you. It doesn't really fit. He says, no, you don't understand. He says, imagine a person, somebody came in and he went into the Chatzar Melech and he threw eggs all around and he messed up the Chatzar Melech. There's such a mess in the Chatzar Melech, in the beautiful courtyard where the king has. And he comes into some workers and they look at this terrible mess. He says, yeah, but your job is to clean it out. And you can have the opportunity and the merit to clean out the king's Chatzar. He says, imagine the sins that they have, they're helping the king clean out the king's Chatzar. He says, The king's chatzar is the neshama of Yisrael. And I'm cleaning it out. I'm pulling out all the tumah which is there and I'm throwing it out. It's such a wonderful thing. I'm throwing out all that tumah. Cleaning out the tumah of the neshama of Yisrael. It's... Tzir Shemai is aside, but it's, you know, it's... I'm going to say Shema Tumah. Shiva used to call it as the market, so it's not so bad. So that musig, that it's a yom of simchah, it's a yom of tahara, it's a yom of a person, you know, looks forward to the whole year. I can, you know, all the tumah which is built up can be removed. As long as I do tshuva, the Rishon there's kapara, the word keeper means to cleanse. Right? He says that the Rashi says the word keeper is cleansing. It's a cleansing process. It's a beautiful thing, a cleansing process. there's a piece of Yisrael which I share with someone every year at some point of it. He talks about the definition of, it says, we ask for Kaseinu Maseh Rechai. So, he says, the kids of the piece, so the Russian has a challenge when it comes to din. Russian knows the future. And Morris says that Stirim Sukkim, one plus it says, Kiloy Akwes the Mysomes, one plus it says, Kikov is Hashem Lamisim, Hashem wants to kill them. So Morris says, Kan, but Oysin Chuba, Kan, but Shem doesn't Chuba. Now, what does it mean? If they did Chuba already, so they're not called Oysin Chuba, they did Chuba. And the case of the apostle wasn't the tshuva. The case of the apostle, the merchant says, I want you to do tshuva. The rest of the apostle says, I want you to do tshuva. So over here, the merchant wants you to do tshuva. Here, wants another one to do tshuva. So the teretz is, these two are going to do tshuva. These two, I can do tshuva. I mean, the merchant is dawning based on the idea of the future, whether we're going to do tshuva or not. So he says, listen to you, he says, you know what? That guy, he'll never do tshuva. You know what? Let's get him out. You know, the merchant doesn't judge based on the future. So what's Reish and Shuvah, not Reish and Shuvah? So he says it's simple. He says, the Reish and Shuvah is Al-Pi Derech HaTeva. Al-Pi Derech HaTeva, there's certain people which are they're going to do Shuvah. And some people are not going to do Shuvah. Now, that might change. That, you know, the Reish's idea says, you know, the things, but based on what's right now, is this person on the Derech of the Shuvah or not? That's a definition which the Reish will use, based on what is now. It says, one person is Betzim, a person who's a margish. He's aware, he feels, he notices things. Based on what's his reality right now, he's going to do tshuva. Another person is not interested, he doesn't really care. And based on his reality is right now, he's not going to do tshuva. Says, so one is a person which is, he calls it a chai, a chai margish, he has hargosha. You touch him and there's a response. And one person, you know, there's no reason. It's dead flesh. You stick a mach and it's a dead flesh. It just doesn't respond. He's not responding. So which one is? How do you decide what a person is? He says, there's one person who. What defines a person as a hargosha? She a chai margish. That's through learning Musa. You know, we don't want to know Musar. We don't want to know Musar. Yisrael talks about learning Musar every day. Talks about learning Musar every day. Talks about a significant amount of time learning Musar every day. A half an hour a day. An hour a day. How about we get a little bit in here and there? You know, I keep my sister on my desk. Hopefully I'll get a few minutes before the guy comes over and wants me to kind of speak to you, you know. You say Rabbi Zelda Feinstein says pshat in a Rambam. It's a very scary pshat. The Rambam says that there's certain things that you can get a lot of tshuva. It's not mastic. It doesn't give you the need to do tshuva. It means you could do tshuva, but I'm not going to help you. You can always make it challenging. So the guy says, you know, I got to do tshuva. I got to do tshuva. The tshuva, you're learning Musa. So he opens up his Mitzvah Shalom and says, it's a phone call. Important phone, he has to carry a phone call. Okay. He says, okay. Today, he knew Mitzvah Shalom is gone today. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shalom, baby starts crying. Take care of the baby. Next day, you know, it's something happens, you know, gotta leave. That's the innocent, we had a lot of tshuva. That's what it meant. Reuven said, Reuven Feinstein said, you know the tshuva, you have a Muslim tshuva. I'm not going to help you. I'm going to make it hard for you. Every time you open a Muslim paper, there's something else coming up. But the mile of a person who learns Musar, he said, you know, the person who doesn't obey and he treks, and the person who doesn't obey and he doesn't treks, it's two different worlds. says the person time and time again, I sat with people. The people which learn Musar, even if they can't, they have problems, they're aware they have problems. They're aware that they have negiyas. They're aware that they have issues. And so they're just not even aware. I can talk to a person, and it's so clear that the person is biased, and he's totally convinced that he's not biased. And it's the scariest thing in the world. He's talking to an intelligent human being, and he totally doesn't see. He just doesn't see. And the difference is whether you learn Musar or not. That's the whole difference. The zehu. One person is, and the other person says, you know, I have the bias, and I have the problems, and I want to, but he's aware he has bias. It's just different worlds. So the person who doesn't have any threats, he's a high margish, it bothers him. So I'll be there for them, there's a chance to do tshuva. Because it bothers him. The person who doesn't, why should he do tshuva? There's something wrong. Yes, it might be that the Russian in the future will give him a makla and he'll say one day, you know, he's down and out, and I've got to fix up my life. That's the Yiddish Hashem. That's not up to there for that. That's not up to what's right now. Russian, I'm not going to judge based on that. The guy will do tshuva. The Russian knows that when he's 87, he'll do tshuva because, you know, whatever. Right? Somebody puts a gun to his head and says, do tshuva or else. I don't know, whatever. That's not part of the cheshbon. But what are you right now? Are you a person who's right now, what, you're going to be changed? You're not going to change. That's very chashuv and akuda. Revolver's last point, he says, in Tzubala Deraisa, the person wants part of burning Torah is part of learning Musa. For whatever reason, the Seder of the Yeshiva has not worked out that we've had a real trius of Musar in the Seder which has lasted. The tshuva that lasted in Yeshiva, I have to tell you, was when there was a kibbura from the Bnei Yeshiva came along and said, we need to have a Musar Seder in Yeshiva, and they made a Musar Seder. And the tshuva went for about a year or 2 years, where I think the 16 bachurim got together, and they made some lusas, and they learned everything Musar, made a Musar Seder. We tried to put Musar Seder on from the top. And it's difficult. I was in a very chashuv yeshiva, and you know, I was visiting there one time, and I wasn't familiar with the Seder Hayyan. And it was Musa Seder. I didn't even realize it was Musa Seder. I was sitting in my seat, you know, in the back learning, and they changed the Musa Seder. So I actually noticed a lot of people walked out, court notice. I live out in the hallway. That's only, and as a matter of fact, knowing that, the Mashkiach was giving a drush in the front of the base matters, and I was learning in the back. I didn't notice he was giving the drush. That was how much of an impact it made. The Zelt says a Nusuch, they said, you know, that Musa Seder is a moment of silence in memory of the Rishon Salanter. Or, better put, there's a Maisa, and the Shia Hanser was talking in the yeshiva, and he gets up and he says, you know, when people say, it's not right what people say that Musa Seder Olav HaSholem. It's not right that people should say that. So a fellow from the back gets up and he says, you're right, as you say, Hashem Yinkum Domai. It's Latsonis. We know that Latsonis is a funny because they're true. Not Latsonis. You were laughing at ourselves. You know, Sholem Shulam used to get us to laugh, and he says, you're laughing at yourself. We're laughing at ourselves. We're a caricature that you laugh at, you know. Where are we going? What are we doing? There's so much we need to work on. But changing a meter without Musar, it's like trying to do something without tools. I'm gonna change the tire. I have a change of tire. That's no problem. I'm gonna change the tire. I don't have anything to take the bolts off with. I don't have anything to put them back on with. But I'm willing to change the tire. I'm really happy. I really want to change the tire. I'm ready to change the tire. I'm happy to change the tire. But I can't change the tire if I don't have tools. I'm ready to change. I want to change. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to change. But I don't have the tools. Musar is the tool. Musar is the implement which makes change real. Rabbi Yosef Yosef said, he said, you know, what says the verse says, promises. It says, if you make an opening, pass a kechudah shamachat, I'll make you an opening which is the size of the ulam. Make an opening the size which wagons can go through. Most of the measures. So go in the corners, the other yard and bread. There's enough room for two wagons, one going in and one going out. Hell shall machat. So he says, we never had that Pesach. We never had the opening of Kekula shall machat. I mean, everybody walking around without these big openings. Well, we had an opening once of Pesach shall machat, so what's the shot? He says, you know, there's different types of holes. Because I'll give a muscle of Kekula shall machat. So why do you give a muscle of Kekula shall machat? Because it's a very small thing. He says, no. He says, you know, you take a glass of water, you put your hand in, you made a hole in the water. You know what happens? You pull your hand out, there's no hole anymore. He says, you make a hole in something more significant, so it lasts a little longer. You make a hole in metal, it's permanent. Kekudas HaMachat is metal. So if you make a permanent hole, the verse says, you just make a permanent hole, but it has to be permanent. There's an altar to rest. But it has to be permanent. It says, you know what makes it permanent? Musaf. The person comes in the room and says, you know, I want to change. And he really wants to change. He really does want to change. It says it was such a wonderful time. He feels so much more connected. There's so much more you want to do. The aura of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. The person's Koru, because the Koru, he's there. He really wants to change. But you know that every year, you know, the time it comes, you know, let's be nice, and say, middle of Teshuvah, it's not there anymore. It's not permanent. The permanence comes, the permanent change comes with the, it should be a kudosh al-nachat with Muslim. So if a person, simple as Yisrael said, if a person wants to make one Kabbalah for the whole year, the call should be learn Muslim. Because if you learn Muslim, everything you decide you want to change will fall into place eventually. And if you don't, it won't. So the key is a Muslim Seder. The key is a Muslim Seder as often as possible. The key is that a person thinks about what he has to do. It gives him thought, it gives him direction, it gives him the tools that he needs to change. When a person does change, he changes. He's not the same person the Gnair was against. So the Gnair says, child, we say, Kosvein was Ever Achayim. What do you mean Kosvein was Ever Achayim? That already happened in Rosh Hashanah. What have you done in Kosvein was Ever Achayim? You're going to say, tonight for Marv, you're going to say, because Rain of the Sefer Fine, serve the Chaim Tovim. What's Shiva? Shiva is done with. For 10 days, you get to break the original Shiva and get a new written Shiva by doing Shiva. We ask in Kodesh Baruch Hu, break the Shiva of Rosh Hashanah and give us a different Shiva. That's the Shiva which we ask the Kosein of the Sefer Fine. And we get to write that ourselves by doing Shiva. So a person, whatever the tshiva was in Rosh Hashanah, a person can break that tshiva and get a different tshiva, the tshiva of L'chaim Tovim, because he works on himself, and because he davens, and because he does tshuva, tshuva, and tzvaka, he can get a different tshiva. And then we're hoping that tshiva will be the one which will take us to the chasima, and we'll get a chasima L'chaim Tovim as Neshiva.